One Sunday night in the day tollway, we're showing Wise Pound.
Right, boys, it's been a quick second with that last week. Last week we discussed about how to avoid the problem of the Brocha Achrona, what to do. How can you avoid, what solutions are there? So we started off with, so let's say for example, what's the case? Someone's had a drink or he's had a food. And he can't remember now whether he made a Brocha Achrona. He can't remember whether it's a bone of washable now. Yeah, he had a drink, a can of Coke. And he can't remember now, it's a bit of time has passed. He can't remember, did I make a bone of washable or not? What should you do? So you can't make a Brocha on a doubt. You can't do that. You can't make a Brocha. So the simplest way to get around this is to have another food item, which will require, either you can have another food item which requires a bone of washable. That's nice. Oh, I see. I got a message. I got your message. Take a seat. The kits are, what you could do is, you could take another food item, make shahakul on it. Let's say, for example, you have an apple, it's also going to be thrown in the process. So you'll take a piece of fish, make shahakul on a piece of fish, and then he says, burn the process on a piece of fish. That will cover him for the, what do you call it as well? That's eight number one, simple eater. Right? That's number one. Number two. This is where it gets a bit not complicated. The other eitza was to ask someone else if you might see him. That means your friend is making bro in the foshes. So you say to him, look, do me a favour. When you say bro in the foshes, can you have me in mind also bro in the foshes?
First case, do I eat shahakul and gallon of fish?
Yeah, because possibly you didn't have in mind for the fish. So when you made your brocha on your coke, let's say, you didn't have in mind for the fish.
So you can't have another cup of coke.
So another cup of coke will be a problem, Tucker, yeah. Now the same food item might be a problem, Tucker. Yeah, quite right. Yeah. So it's best to have another food item which you didn't have a brocha, you didn't have a mind for when you made your brocha reshoina. Ace number two is to ask someone else. And let's talk about, for example, let's say, let's make it a bit more complicated, let's say you're making, you had a piece of cake, and you can't remember whether you said alamechia or not. So now you go up to your friend and you say, look, you're making alamechia, do you mind to your motzvi? He says, yeah, I don't mind, but he says, I'm saying, in my alamechia, I'm saying alagefa as well. I've got two things to say, I owe two things. Because I had wine and I had cake. So what happens now? Is that good? Can he be mochi with an amechil al kevin? Or is it considered a hefsek? What?
Why not?
He said yes.
No, is it a hefsek?
Let's say something else.
Well, it needs to be
oysters, yoysters, yeah. Can you spit that? Because it's interesting what's going on.
If he by mistake himself said al kevin without having wine, he has mazoinus instead of al kevin.
It's not very good.
Not good, but.
It's not good. Whether you're going to hold it to repeat again, I would have thought you should.
He closes his ears by these three words.
Yeah, and I said, the apostle said it's okay. We said last time, the apostle can say that you can say, you can have, you can split it up, and like, you don't have in mind for the ala geffen. Zachir, I might say Zachir is really how it works. But it seems like you can do that. You can split up the ala mechila, and you can say that I only want to be used to ala mechila words, I don't want to be used to ala geffen words. That's eight's number two to do. Eight's number three. What was age number three? Okay, where's number three? Where's page number three?
What's Mr.
Brewer? Which I've got Mr. Brewer, but I can't find the page. Oh, here, maybe number three is here. Number three is. That's right. Yeah, let's say he's got no other cake left. What he should do is, also interesting, he should have some grapes. He's got no cake left, so he can't make any more cake. There's no one here to ask. So what he should do is, he should have some grapes. So he has to make ala eights on the grapes. And now, when he's saying ala eights on the grapes, he can add in ala mechka as well. It's also chiddush.
In that case, then, the album can be moitzim already now.
The other one's not here.
He's gone.
He's gone. If you've got a sopping, it's not called a hefsek. When you're doing something with a sopping, it's not called a hefsek. That's the kiddush.
So
he has to make an eight. Now the question is that an amichai or a hefsek? The text is that since the sopping, you might need to say it. So at the same time, when you're saying an eight, you can add another amichai. Yeah, it's a kiddush. That's a kiddush. Yeah, that's a chiddush. The last one, the last kiddush is what? You have to both. Yeah, both. That could be a hefsek. That's the kiddush. That could be a hefsek. But we're saying that when you're doing it al sofi, that's not called a hefsek. The last one is the biggest kiddush, and that is, for example, you had cake. You're not sure you're alamicha. So you go up to your friend Moshe. And you said to Moshe, can you do me a favor and say alamicha? I'm very sorry, I'm not saying alamicha. I just had wine. I'm saying alamicha only. So I say, no problem. I'll listen to you till you get the words alamicha. And then I'll add in the words alamicha.
No. He said it's okay.
So we keep saying that's okay. We can do it. So in the Kiddush, actually, you can do that Shemea Ka'ona mixture. I must tell you, we do this every year. Every year, I said to him, every year. And that's right, Tucker. Many people, for example, not every, you don't have to, but many people can do it. Let's say you're hearing the Megillah, and you missed out a few words. What do? You can make up yourself those few words. That's a funny thing. That means you're hearing the Baal Kodesh saying the Megillah, so you're being interested with him, but you missed out a few words, so now you say those words yourself.
So you catch up.
And catch up.
So that's what I mean. If I go on a journey and I say Tfilas Adelech, I might say somebody who goes back the same day, can he say in the middle of Sachzereni
Lesholim? Oh, yeah, that's
same it. Thing.
Yeah. 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 All right, so here, it's not much to say the Megillah. The Megillah is all one Ian. Here you're adding something else. One's out of Geffen, one's out of
Geffen. Yeah, the Megillah is part of the Megillah.
Yeah, it's a bit different. It's not mummies arrived from there. But it's interesting, this idea is a bit shy of the apostle, actually. It's not most of you, not everyone agrees with this. I must say, not everyone agrees with this thing. But it's definitely a shitter which holds it, you can do it. So nice the apostle say one can do this. If one's stuck, one can do this eight. I said to you always, Rabbi Yisrael, always Moshe, the thing to remember is make your bracha from straight away. Because that saves a lot of problems. I just had now someone this week who said to me, he's not sure. It was Friday, Mosh Shabbos, the person already done Nariv. Had he done made up already? I can't remember what he said. He said he's not sure, he doesn't think he bends for Shalosh Shudas. He's not sure if he's hungry, he's not sure if he's hungry now. It's good. I said, look, I don't know what to say. The best thing to do in such a case is to have to pastors to wash again, without his time, have another kazayas of bread, pick a mochi, another kazayas of bread, and then when you bench for that, you have a man for everything. You can't say it's
sick.
It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. What time? You should wait because the longer you're waiting, the more past the Ikkud is going.
Yeah.
So you must make it straight away. You shouldn't wait at all because you might. He wasn't sure whether he's full. He's not sure. It's very hard to know. It's very, very hard. He said he had one kazayas of bread or something a bit more. That was it. 2 hours after, it was 2 hours ago. It's very hard to imagine he's still full. So the best is to have another kazayas of bread. I'm saying the best thing is with these chokhmas of waiting. It's not a good idea. It's always best to have make your bracha and finish straight away. You save yourself a lot of problems. Right. The next
even if you're going to finish your Sefer Nefoshim, then you know what time it's going to happen to that one. Just doesn't matter. Sefer Nefoshim, if you're going to happen to that one in the next
one. I wouldn't thought so, because you can't know. First, you might change your mind. What?
Did you have a
Sefer
Nefoshim? Yeah. It's very easy to say. It's very easy to make a mistake. Very easy to
have. Do you have a Sefer Nefoshim?
Sefer Nefoshim.
Do you need to say
So we spoke about this last week. Someone asked a good question. The answer to that is you can only add it ala geffen if there's at least one shitter which holds that you can make it. That means there's one shitter we said last week on a drink, a kazayas in that. We don't pass like that. But if you're saying ala michya and you had a kazayas of liquid, it's about 27 mil, then you can add it in. If you had a little sip only, you can't add it ala geffen. You with me?
And if you
can't, it
invalidates the whole thing.
That invalidates. It's not a chafkir. It's a hefsek in the middle of a bracha. It's not the rule to you. It's wrong to do it. Whether mamish we ma'ak of the bracha, whether you have to repeat the bracha, that I don't know. But it's wrong to add it when you don't need to.
If you say you forgot the first one,
how
do you say that?
So we said that, and I said, it's kasim. The last bit, the main bracha goes according to the end.
So you missed
the alamich at the beginning. They say someone had cake and wine. He said alamich, he forgot alamich. By the end, he said, "Ala mecha, but a gefren he jitzer."
He can.
Yeah, but it's not good. It's not ideal. But the nicer, if you did, you jitzer. Right. Let's turn on today's thing now. There's another interesting shayla about being moitzi someone else in a bracha. Now, I just let me explain to you before we go into the halacha. There's two ways of being moitzi someone. One is as ours. That means, for example, I've done the mitzvah already. I blew the shofar. I've been yotzei the mitzvah shofar. And then someone asked me to come along and blow for him shofar. So I've done the mitzvah. So can I make the bracha for him? That's the whole thing. The ma'aseh pashtus, there's a little alvus. I've got a chiyuv to make sure Yehuda does the mitzvah. So I've been moitzi. So for example, let's say, another example, I've made kiddush, and I go visit someone in hospital, and the guy says, oh, you can't make kiddush. So I can make kiddush on Friday night, yes? It's a brilliant little arvus. That's one halacha of arvus, that you're responsible for other people, and therefore you can do for a mitzvah, you can make to someone else. There's another halacha of shemir ka'ina. If it's nothing to do with arvus, that means if I'm making a bracha anyway, for myself, let's say, for example, I'm making a mezonos on a piece of cake. So can you list to my mezonos, answer amen, and eat a piece of cake? Strictly speaking, you can, but the mice, the apostles don't like it. The apostles say, because I'm learning, everyone should really, you should make your own brachos. You shouldn't rely on this. Yeah, so generally speaking, in Beres HaMe'anin, we do not like making a brocha on behalf of someone else. You should make your own brochas. There are certain exceptions, which we'll speak about, but generally speaking, in Beres HaMe'anin, it's best to make your own brocha. Actually, for Beres HaMe'anin, I can't be motzi you. Let's say I'm not eating. Let's say, for example, you want to have a piece of cake, and you don't want to make a brocha. I can't make a brocha for you then. The apostle said, I cannot make a brocha als arvus. Because arvus only works when it's a chiyuv to have something, to do something. The mashal shofar for every person is required to eat, to do. So then there's a din of arvus. To eat a piece of cake, there's no din in the Torah, you have to eat a piece of cake.
Kiddush.
Oh, so that's grounded quite right. So where there's a mitzvah, you're allowed to, so for example, kiddush.
So about kiddush, you can even say about if you're goffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there, by kiddush, these mitzvahs, arbukosis, matzah, and these things, hamoitzi. Hamoitzi, yeah, that's also a passion of kids that you can do. But hamoitzi, the meaning is normally one person makes hamoitzi for everyone.
Only on Friday night.
What?
The Arvus. The Arvus is not. On Tuesday, you can also
have hamoitzi to someone else. No, so I'm saying, during the week, you shouldn't do this. You should not make hamoitzi to someone else normally. But we allow it for, what do you call it, for the mitzvah hayurim, whatever it's called. That's allowed.
This is good for you, you should say themselves.
What?
The mitzvah should be good for you, you should say yourselves. How come by a chopper, by the sound, I noticed that when the
sonic
position
makes a circular? Yes, it's
a mitzvah. No, but
we have coffee. It's a mitzvah, but that whole thing's a mitzvah. What? That's one example they give. Chuppah, the stewing thing, that's one example they give. That's called a mitzvah. That boyfriend of love is a mitzvah purpose.
Boyfriend of love is a mitzvah.
It's not mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. Why don't the
chosen colors make a boyfriend?
They don't, because they're mitzvah. Why do they make their own bracha? Why? I don't know why. But if I said there, the one example they give is called
a mitzvah.
He's
always going to make a coffee. He's a kid. I'm making a coffee.
That's Mamish, for an example.
You
mitzvah.
Mitzvah.
I've got one of the examples they write down over here. It's Mamish's case of Chum of the Kiddushin. What's the example, Paul? Kiddush, Habdollah, Bichas Amos and Dollar Kosos, Bichas Eosim with the Suin, Bichas Amos, Matzah during Seder, all that is allowed. Yeah?
Okay.
That's right, actually, amoitzi during the week, the mice, you shouldn't do it. Pastor, you shouldn't really do amoitzi during the week. I mean, if you did it, it works with the other, but the mice, you shouldn't really do it. That's number one. Now, I must tell you, many years ago, there's another exception to this rule. Now, many years ago, I had someone eating by me, he wasn't from at all. It was actually during Hanukkah. I was told to invite him to a Hanukkah time. So I put some lakas or donuts on the table, and I started lakas. I said, mice, I knew he was not going to make a bracha. So now, what happens now? Can I make a bracha for him? Right, so you don't make bichas amen for someone else normally. But here, Chazal, the post can say that when there's a big tzorach, and that means Yehuda's not going to make a bracha, so you can make the bracha
for
your shemeir koina. He's also eating. We're both eating. So he should answer amen. That's a quick question. If for shemeir koina, you did not answer amen, whether you get it. I think, Paskin, you are. Let me just check.
Yeah, if he didn't answer amen,
it's not yet. I think
he is,
though.
By Shemeir
Ka'ina. You ask anything. By Shemeir Ka'ina, I think he
is, sir. So the fact
that he has to be
but
the evidence is Yotzer, but the evidence is Yotzer. Rav Simcha. It's a good silence, actually. Yes, so Shemeir Ka'ina. I think what happened, I remember the story very well. So we're sitting down at the table. I said, look, I'm going to have a latke. I'm going to make a bracha. Now, after I made a bracha, so I'm in the enjoy a lakka. He said, yeah, yeah, no problem. I'm in the room of my bracha, bracha tashuk mena chaylam. He's already halfway through his lakka. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait. I had no day, it was a good lakka. No, I can't do more.
It's the only enjoy that when he said bracha.
He's already eaten. He's halfway through his lakka. So the next part. He's too hungry, he liked the lacquer too much. So the case where the person won't make the brocha, then zichar shemei ka'ina, then you can make it stamazoi. You can't make a brocha if you're not eating the lacquer. Even if such a, I'm not sure about that, I'm not 100% sure. But zichar, if you're eating it, then we rely on the shitta of boi pri adoma. You'll make a shemei ka'ina, and then he is. Yeah, so I think, as far as I remember, Shemek Oina is the Chachili Zichat Ha'atzomim. If you did not, you are Yotzer. Where the big question is, I didn't realize such a big question actually, why does someone being Shemek Oina and the answer is Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy? Now that could be a Hefzik. So that is a big Makhlis Apostle. Are you Yotzer? Is that a Hefzik and a Baruch Hu, which means you're not Yotzer? And the person has to make a new Baruch himself or not? The Maisi Mishnah Brura is Makel. Mishnah Brura Pasuk, but the Emet. If someone asks a bocha or shavoy in the middle of Shemek Oina, so someone's here in Kiddush on Friday night, and it's a very normal thing, because you're used to saying bocha or shavoy, here's bocha to Hashem. If someone's hit the Kiddush on Friday night in a bocha, and by mistake, Moshe, he answers bocha or shavoy, so the Mishmaru Paschal is b'di evet, it's okay. Others are Moshe, and others are choylik, and they try to make a new bocha, actually.
If you made this bocha, Hakom, on the Saturday, and he decided, piece of cake.
No, but I don't.
So, you were going to have lashes together. And he decided, instead of having lashes, I'm going to have his cake. So, instead of maid, I said, I'm his cake.
What about that?
Because the brocha's chal at least on it.
Yeah, and the brocha's
not on the right food. It's not ideal what he's done, but yeah.
I think it's
all foods.
Yeah, even
though it's all foods. But yeah, but I'm actually yetzer. So that's a 1/8 of where you can make a brocha for someone else if you think he's not going to make the brocha. Where else can you make a brocha for someone else? That is, when else can you ask someone else? That means in the case of the person before, if someone's a super, well, he owes a brocha achrona. Or he owes a brocha rishona. If someone's got a doubt, for example, because I can't remember, I've got a cup of coke in front of me, and I can't remember, did I say burn fosha or not? So I can't carry on drinking now because I don't know. Passes, yeah? I know you're making shahakol, so I can ask you, when you make shahakol, have me in mind, and I also have a drink. So, but the evidence in that case will let you rely on someone else. Okay, these are not ideal. I'm saying, really, the idea is to make sure you know where you're standing. That's really the idea. But the thing is, people do forget. The thing is, we're very busy, we're running around, doing lots of things. The phone goes, loads of things happen to us in the middle of while we're eating. And therefore, we get distracted very, very easily. So these questions crop up. It's not uncommon, these questions. Yeah? That's another case. So those are the three exceptions, really. One person is super, whether he's b'chol with a bracha achrona, for a mitzvah purpose, going out to. And if a person can't make the bracha himself, he's not a bar hochi, he's someone who is not from, he's not used to making a bracha. Actually, besides this whole problem, I must tell you, there's another issue, and that is that, strictly speaking, you can't give food to someone who doesn't make a bracha, actually. It's an istif they ever. Which is very problematic. Someone's got to work in his house, for example, he's not religious. He doesn't keep anything. Now, the normal thing is to offer a drink to someone like that. So it's very awkward to say, I can't give you a drink. Especially, he might even ask you for a drink. He's working very hard, he wants a drink. So what you have to do in that case, is the best way to do it, is to offer him a drink and say, you know what, make a broth, you can answer after me. That would be the best way to do it. Okay, everybody, start. What? Water, if he's not thirsty, he's not thirsty.